This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Want me to start it off, or Adel, do you want to start it off?
I was just going to start with Bane stuff, but if you have something else. I was going to start with Boston Baked Bane, because we just said he's primed for a return.
Okay, just fade Adel out here, Casey, and just put the theme right there. All right, I'll start. Adult JPC, wake up.
Wow. Are we in an ad?
No, I'm jumping. We're not in an ad. Stupid. Okay. It's the beginning of an episode. I'm jumping on the bed.
I'm sorry. We just do a lot of ads with us waking up.
Aaron, I know, but come
Aaron,
on.
Aaron, sweetie, you can't wake us up every time you're jumping. The other day at the pool, you woke your JPC and I up because you wanted us to watch you dive off the diving board. Everyone does that. It's not special. You're not special.
I also can't even dive that well. I sort of just put my hands out like I'm trying to make a swan shadow puppet, and then I just do a straight jump into the water. Doesn't matter. You guys, it's time. It's time for Riddles and Puzzles. Wake up.
We just did Riddies and Puzzles.
10 more minutes of bullshit.
No, come on, not 10
Please.
Minutes of full bullshit before Riddles and Puddles.
No, we'll start. Adel was going to do Boston Baked Bean again or whatever.
Boston Baked Bane. It's my most underappreciated character. So what it is, I'll repitch it even though you were part of the episode I debuted him on.
Well, I've been what up it for is, hours.
Hold on. What it is it's Bane, but he's from Boston. So it's Boston Baked Bane because Boston Baked Beans are like a fun snack. I don't know what they are. They're candy.
Are we going to have to fade you out into the theme again?
No. So Boston Baked Bane might say something like, "Don't talk to me until I've had my Dunkin'," or "Out of my fucking way, David Ortiz," something like that. "You parked the car at Harvard Yard, but I was born in it."
You
stuff
clearly
like that.
Grew up in Massachusetts. "Get out of my way, David Ortiz." I like it.
Well, thank you. You do yeah. one. Let's Aaron. What's the most Boston thing a human can say?
"You're not better than me."
Perfect.
Batman thinks he's wicked smart.
"I hope Tom Brady still wins with the Bucks because he's fucking wicked smart."
Okay, like I said
so,
before
Aaron,
recording, this
Eight
is not a topical impression or reference.
When I begged to bring back Boston Baked Bane because I said he didn't work the first time, Aaron literally said, "Hey, Adel, do you think he didn't work the first time because that movie was 10 fucking years ago?"
Well, Adel, can you do anything off of Wonder Woman 1984? Is there, I mean, that's zeitgeisty right now. That's in the,
yes.
in the
yes.
culture.
Let me see. I just saw that 2 weeks ago, so let's
okay.
see what I remember
Adel,
from that movie.
When Adel does that JPC, can you make me pancakes? I've been up for hours waiting to do Riddies and Puzzies.
Something
okay, but they're going to be JPC special pancakes.
Oh, forget it.
No, it's going to be wheat flour, no butter, and the syrup is going to be your imagination.
Oh, God.
Chitara, more like... What are we doing?
Wow. I'm glad we gave you a lot of space for that.
Well, anyway, all you Kevins and Susies and Koozies and Sevens, it's time for Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keith.
And boy, oh boy, do we have an episode.
Do we do that anymore? Do we say our names in front of every episode? I feel like maybe we haven't done that in a long time.
I can't
like
remember recording
every single
this.
Episode.
I got to tell you.
Okay.
Like all of you at home, I'm hitting my quarantine wall. And when I hit a quarantine wall, what I do is some listener submitted riddles.
Hey, can I ask you, Aaron? So you said that you're hitting your quarantine wall. I think that there's probably several points in lockdown where I have hit my quarantine wall, and then you get like your second wind or whatever. Do you know how many times you've hit your wall?
I would say I've hit a wall like twice now. I think September I was losing it, and then now.
I think I'm about two. When the year turned over in January, that was my second wall, and then I had to just do fucking new stuff to like shake myself out of it. Yeah.
And what's your goal wall? If you hit your wall, do you set a new wall?
I'd love to be 157. That's how many walls I would like to hit.
My therapist said has a word for it and why people are all going crazy right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She calls it second birthday. She goes, like, if you go to someone at the end of their life and you go, hey, can you just give up 8 months of your life for the greater good to make sure people don't get sick? We're all good people. So we're like, of course. But by the time you start rolling around and everyone's about to have their second birthday in quarantine, all of a sudden you have perspective that you're kind of getting a year of your life sucked out of from your life. Mm-hmm. And you're missing
out of your butt.
Out of your butt. You're missing two birthdays. And that psychologically can fuck you up. So you're not crazy. Everyone's feeling bad right now.
Oh,
it's normal.
My birthday is 11 months away, so I still have a long time before I have an excuse to think about second birthday.
I didn't know this was a thing, but I will say literally last night, and I'm going to talk real low so that Gemma can't hear this. Even though she'll listen to this episode.
We cut to Jimbo with a glass on the door of Adel's recording closet.
Full of water.
Yeah. Glug, 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 glug.
I'm going to get a swimmer's ear. I hope it's worth it.
Literally last night, Gemma was fairly upset to where there was tears in her eyes because she realized her birthday is coming up. It is March 28th. And she realized she's about to have her second birthday in quarantine. And she got very upset. So I had no idea this was a thing, but I experienced it firsthand last night.
That's crazy.
And she was just saying, because her last birdie day.
She's a golfer?
Uh-huh. Was her 30th. And she was like, I felt she was bummed because she's like, 30th is supposed to be big. I wanted like a big to-do. And she was like, obviously, I was willing to brush that aside for the greater good. But she's like, this year it sucks because it's going to be her second birthday in her 30s and there's been no to-do.
And 31's the big party year anyway, so everybody knows that. My therapist has something that they keep saying, and it's, I have retired. And
please stop coming to my house.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've ruined my couch.
How? Doesn't matter. Don't answer that. Well, JPC, are you happy? We did 10 minutes of bullshit, and then everyone at home is even sadder than they were when they started this podcast because I told them about the second birthday phenomenon.
Hey, if we can get 10 minutes of bullshit down to 6.5 minutes, I'm always happy. So
I do want to see a quick scene.
What?
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
This is purely to push my own agenda, but I do want to see a scene. This is going to be JPC and Aaron. This is the story of Bane and Abel. So we're just going to see the scene Bane and Abel.
Can I, Adel, before we begin this scene, can I tell you what I thought you were going to call for?
Of course.
Maybe this is because I just watched Lord of the Rings, but I thought you were going to call for a scene where the hobbits are asking each other in front of Aragorn if they've heard about Second Birthday or...
I want to see that scene.
Master Frodo, is there a second birthday, Master Frodo?
He knows about second birthday, doesn't he?
Ooh, Pippin.
All right, so this is, what is this? This is Bane or something?
I don't want to see it anymore.
Wait, I got it.
Aaron, start the episode.
I got it. Adam and Eve are my parents.
Right?
Wait, so here's the thing. If Adam and Eve gave birth to Cain and Abel, who did, and Cain murdered Abel.
JPC's dying.
Right, Cain murdered Abel?
I don't remember who murdered who. They're two brothers,
I think,
right?
Cain murdered Abel. But then Cain got married. Who did Cain get married
Congratulations.
to?
Congratulations.
No.
Well, oh, shit. Was he registered anywhere? Oh, no.
So okay. Adam and Eve are the only humans on Earth. They give birth to two boys, Cain and Abel. Cain murders Abel. And then Cain gets kicked out of the garden or something. And then he goes somewhere else and marries someone. Who did he marry?
What I was laughing at so hard there as Aaron did that Bane impression was the thought that there are maybe five people who are still listening to this show who really care about riddles.
That can't
and they're
be right.
just they're just like
you just bear with it. You just got to bear with it. You got to make it through. They will do, they do about three per episode, so they will do riddles eventually.
And this one, hey, this one's to you guys.
Hello, love. My name is Michael Bane.
Oh, God. I tried to look up what Kane's wife was, who she was, and this is the information. I'm not reading that. No. Yeah. Just tweet at us and tell us. I don't know.
Her name was Sarah DeMarco, and she was an influencer?
Yep.
That can't be right.
Whatever, you guys. Whatever.
She sold Herbalife?
Yeah, she was deep into an MLM. Okay, let's see. So the listener submitted riddles. You guys, I had so much energy and was so into this 10 minutes ago. Okay, so the first listener submitted riddle.
Woo!
Good, at all. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I honestly really needed that. These are from Cat Whittle. First of all, excellent name.
Aww.
10 out of 10.
Are they a Whittle cat?
I think that they're a human person who's a grown-up.
Oh,
but
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Actually,
I was under the impression that you were a Whittle cat, and now I'll treat you like a grown-up adult. To be fair, I was going to treat you the same way I treat all Whittle cats. I'm going to hold you in my arms. I'm just going to scratch your little chin.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. So
I'm not, because I could see full-grown adult. Totally different text.
So, Kat, thank you so much for sending us these. These are some excellent warm-up riddles that they
Hey, GPC, I don't know if you can see this, but Erin's playing with her hair as she reads the riddle. I think that means that she's attracted to the riddle.
You don't know if I can see it.
If I'm flirting with the riddle, then I'm flirting with the riddle.
Every once in a while, Adam will say something about me that is devastating. I don't know if you can see it.
Chase me, riddle, chase me. Okay, shut up, everybody. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go to the Cumtown. I'll see you all later. I'm going
to
see if they want me. The podcast. Okay.
You're sheriff of Cumtown.
I'm going to go knock on their door and see if they need me. I don't know.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and come on our knock.
Okay, we are covered in
gum. So they found these in a daily puzzle app, and they took some of their favorites and sent it to us. The answer to each riddle will be one word that has multiple meanings. We've done variations on
homonym.
This thing before. A homonym. I've included a hint for each in case you need it. And the answers are in white below each riddle. And then before I forget to say it, Kat said, HRR, which I assume is Hey Riddle Riddle, is my favorite podcast. And I've been listening since episode one. Love you guys. And you can use my name from Kat Whittle. Thank you so much, Kat. These are really fun. So we're going to go through these as a warm up. Let's do it.
HRR could also be home run. Really?
That's probably the most likely thing.
Which is what a lot of umpires have been saying this year.
It's a lot of what our fans are saying, honestly.
I don't know. The MLB, they hired a ton of umpires who are in disbelief about how good professional athletes are.
What do you mean the umpire made you cry today at the game? I don't want to talk about it.
He called me out.
He said, home run, really?
Nice triple.
They're so mean. Whatever. I'm going to bed. All right. Correct direction.
Right.
Correct
right.
direction. Right. Right.
Right. Yep. You got it.
Yes.
Speak to location.
Speak to location. Talk a walk. Speak location.
Speak to location.
Speak to location. At.
Verbal.
No, that's what it sounds like when I start drowning.
That's the Swedish chef drowning.
Wow, you're good at that.
I'm underwordy.
He's drinking Jim's glass. What could this is talk speak?
What's it called?
Speak to location.
Speak to location.
I'm gonna give you the hint.
Okay.
Write the recipient's name on an envelope. Envelope?
Send? No.
right? There is
address.
Yeah, you got it.
To address someone. I gotcha.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you are going undercover to try and catch a sort of mafioso guy in his crimes. JPC, you are that mafioso guy, and your name is Tommy Two Times, and you say everything twice. Like address or right.
Gotcha.
And this is you, Aaron, trying to coax out some information.
Can I offer you some gabagool? Gabagool.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time, and I love something to eat. As you know, my name's Gritelli Mozzarelli, and I'm here to talk to you about whatever you want to say, secret or otherwise.
Ah, Gritelli Mozzarelli, you come very well regarded.
I'm sorry, Tony, it sounds like there's an echo in the room.
Hey, my name's not Tony, it's Tony two times, and we call me that. Because I have to say everything two times. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why does he do it? Well, it's because one time I got a little too close to a horse, and I was picking up a penny that I found on the ground behind him, and the horse got spooked, and he clocked me in the nose, bows, hoes, tros.
So I guess sometimes...
That's not the only reason they call him two-time Tony.
Slap. Oh, Mama Goose. Sheila, I'm sorry.
Wow, it's the Mama Goose. I can't believe how offensive we are being to an entire culture of people.
JPC's brother's Italian, so he's allowed to do this.
How is that possible? You know what? Two-time Tony, sometimes it seems like at the end of a phrase, you don't just say it something two times. You sort of just peter off into a bunch of rhyming words. Is that part of your thing?
Hey, maybe I could call up the horse, of course, that kicked me and fixed me.
Yes, so this is what I mean.
So that was a mistake. So address was correct?
Yes. Gently offer money.
Bribe. Gently offer money.
Coax.
Here you go.
I want to see a scene. Adel, you are JPC's parent.
Okay.
And JPC is in his like mid to late 20s, and you're just trying to gently offer him some money to try to help him out in hard times, and maybe JPC, you're too embarrassed to take it.
Got it.
Sweetie, I know it's been tough. It's embarrassing for me to even say it. You're a podcaster, but we're willing to support you.
No. Actually, things are going like way better.
I'm sure a little podcast is doing great. But here, I'm gonna hold up a dollar bill and I'm just gonna blow it over to you.
Not necessary. In fact, I was thinking that maybe I would pick up dinner tonight. But not the meal that we just had. Let's go to a different. Let's like get like a burger on the way home, and I'll pick up the check on that. Oh. on like a second dinner. Because Franklin, I'm doing very well, and while I appreciate the charity, it is absolutely not necessary. I am doing fine. My boxing podcast is it's coming along. It's much better.
Excuse me, sir. There's a dollar bill in my salad. Please stop blowing money over to my table.
Sorry, that was meant for my son. Here, JPC, I'm gonna suck it in, and you. So I'm gonna hold this dollar bill up to my mouth and suck in, and then you put your lips on the other
end of
it.
Aren't you related? I'm just a person alone at a table next to you. But
I'm
that
sorry.
Game's intended to kiss your crush.
I'm sorry. He said my son. This is my daddy.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
You asked.
I'm gonna go back to eating my money salad. Crunch. Seems. It's mostly coin.
That's my favorite.
I love the idea
Leo
of someone
DiCaprio movie.
Someone has a sugar daddy, but they're embarrassed to take money from them.
Oh my god, I couldn't.
Ah, so no. I mean,
up.
I just want to spend time with you.
I can't afford to be someone's sugar daddy. I'm somebody's sweet and low daddy.
That's amazing.
I'm a Splenda daddy.
Oh, what is
Splenda
it?
Spindo.
What's the Tavia the
Butler?
No, what's the sweetener?
Octavia Butler.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Are you trying to think of another? Are you trying to think of Splenda?
No, I'm not trying.
Equal? Splenda?
Come on.
Sweet and Low?
You guys, help me. Okay, hold on.
That's called Octavia? Aaron,
no, it's like
This is a losing battle.
Aspartame?
We'll cut this out.
JPC, I meant to ask you, what is the name of your boxing podcast? Something with ropes or ring or
think of something like
punch.
Clock. Yeah, like jab. I don't know.
Punch up the slams.
Oh, jab on my hitter's graves.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we can't cut this part out.
Truvia.
Upper deep cups.
Well, what was the pun?
Truvia.
Oh, I don't have a pun.
Jesus Christ. This sucks. The podcast is, we've gotten to the point where the podcast is literally Aaron just remembering.
No, not remembering, taking the time to Google and then just
Aaron's
saying
broken.
The name of the.
Aaron sounds like a Tickle Me Elmo. Aaron, we're done. This episode's done. Casey, put in 40 minutes of fucking put in 40 minutes of fucking music.
Oh God, yeah. I typed something into a computer. I'm not expected to do all of the work. I'm
Casey,
just doing a part of it.
Cut
oh,
the
God.
Episode right here and just put in the last 40 minutes of Con Air. That's a, good 40 minutes.
Oh shit. Okay.
Already did. He says.
Gently offer money.
Gently offer money. So.
Oh, God damn it. I had a joke for this, and now I don't remember it.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, it was like Hush Cash or something like that,
hush,
man.
Hush Cash. Hush Cash. That's my favorite Paula Abdul song. Gently offer money. So if you're offering money, you're bribing, you're bidding.
And if it's real money, it's legal.
Tender.
Yep.
Ooh,
legal tender.
Pair up for a contest.
Team. Tandem dandem.
My favorite Olympic sport.
Team up. What was it? Team up for.
Pair up for a contest.
Pair for a contest. Couple bubble. Pair up for a contest.
What's
unite,
a contest?
Unite we fight. Contest.
Match.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you're a teacher, and everyone's pairing up for a field trip, and Adel, you're the odd kid out in class, so the teacher is your partner for the field trip.
Okay, everybody, grab your partner.
I'm with my best friend. Okay. We're all with our best friends. We all have best friends, but we would be so happy to be paired up with anyone in this class except one.
And teacher, I grabbed my best friend. I'm hugging myself tightly.
Oh, Jesus. Seth is... Oh, my God. Okay. So
I hug myself tightly and nightly.
Nick is sick today, okay? You know, Seth, I keep telling you.
Yeah?
You and Nick are the biggest losers in school.
Thank you.
Be sick for field... No.
Thank you.
Up.
I dropped 180 no. pounds. I dropped 180 pounds because of that show.
Shut up. Be sick for field day, okay? For field trip day. Be sick. I tell Nick always is sick on field trip day.
My parents are still in space. They're not back yet. And honestly, they don't know if they'll be back.
Hey, it's Mom and Dad sending a video from space, maybe for the last time. Just remember, Seth, make sure to hug yourself nightly, tightly.
Mom,
we love you.
Back, you damn beast.
How come the background says BP gas station?
And back to the field trip.
Your parents aren't in space. They're liars. Look. No one wants to deal with you. No one wants to deal with you. Least of all me, okay? Because, you know, you're so uncool. You bring a cool teacher down.
Ah, that sucks to hear, but you're my best friend, so I'll absorb
not.
It. I'll take it.
I'm Mr. Michaelis. Do not tell people that I'm your best friend, okay? I will fucking dead arm you. I'll punch you
look,
so hard.
Mr. Michaelis brought his skateboard to the field trip. Do a
what?
Trick, Mr. Michaelis.
That's just one of my skateboards.
Whoa!
Okay, don't fuck this up for me, okay?
Okay.
We have to be partners on the field trip today. Don't say anything out loud in front of people. If you have to say something, text it to me, okay?
Wait, Mr. Michaelis is paired up with Seth. Does that make Seth cooler or Mr. Michaelis more of a loser?
They're
okay,
talking
wait.
Through it. I can't believe the kids are taking that's 2020 for you. The kids are taking their time to talk through whether or not to bully me.
Okay, Seth, no, we can turn this around. Actually, Seth's pretty cool. He just offered to lend me his katana.
Yeah, look, I'm uncircumcised.
No, Seth!
It's like a little anteater.
You know what? Your parents aren't in space. They're not fighting an alien. They work at a gas station and they hate you.
Wait, Mr. Nicholas is mean? Maybe cool people aren't mean. Maybe the coolest people of them all aren't the mean people with skateboards, but the cool people.
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
What's
you're
up?
Expelled. You're expelled.
Scene.
Oh.
You leave school now.
Okay.
Scene.
Okay. I love a teacher that has the power to just expel a child from
like
school.
Like firing them?
Right when they're starting to get it.
Okay. Got up to get a flower.
Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, Adel. Wow.
And that's what I want from Valentine's Day from the two of you.
That riddle's based on my favorite Kennedy.
Rose Who? Kennedy?
My favorite Kennedy is Rose Kennedy.
What are you guys getting me for Valentine's Day?
Coupons for free kisses.
From who?
Whoever you want. It's coupons you give to somebody else and it just says kiss me?
Ooh, Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
I'm gonna get you one of those big heart-shaped boxes that's full of chocolates, and I'm gonna do you the favor of tasting every one of the chocolates first. So there's going to be small bites out of every one of the chocolates, and then I'm going to rank their taste from 1 to 10. So I'm going to put a little piece of paper in there that's like, this one's a 7, this one's a 3, this one's a 10, just so you know which ones to eat.
I know you're joking, but that's honestly my dream, because I like to be able to see inside of a truffle before I eat it.
You forgot the name. Did you have to Google that?
Yeah, I Googled
like your,
it.
Like your sugar substitute? Aaron, what if I got you, instead of a teddy bear, what if I got you... So teddy bears, of course, named after Teddy Roosevelt. What if I got you a Franklin Roosevelt bear? A Franklin bear?
I want an Andrew Jackson voodoo doll. End of list. Okay.
They don't make those anymore.
Oh,
not since
man.
All those kids died.
Okay. Sway to popular music.
Sway to popular music.
Groove.
Ooh. Jam. Bam, bam.
Sway. Okay, God, what's popular music is disco.
Yeah, disco is currently very popular.
We're recording this in 1971.
Mm-hmm. So popular music would be, okay, sway would be...
Dance, Fall Out Boy?
No, I'm going back and forth like this. I'm back
You're
and forth.
You're drunk. You're...
Drunk.
You whip your hair back and forth. Willow Smith.
Dwayne Johnson.
Rock. You rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Rock.
Bash a weight.
What's that?
Bash a weight.
Wait, I want to see a scene. Based off rock, the two of you, you are a two-person rock band a la the White Stripes
sure.
or Black Keys. And the two of you are on stage. You just got on stage. This is your big concert. This is what's going to put you over the top. But the two of you forgot your instruments, and so you're trying to just make do and stall.
What's up, Cleveland?
You're in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's a joke we do.
We say that every city that we're in. True fans know it. Everybody point and laugh at that guy. True fans know the joke. You've never seen us live before. You've never listened to a live album.
We're so happy to be back on tour. We love you all. Now let's get to our hits.
But before we do that, some crowd work. You there, the one that yelled out earlier. You're somebody's dad. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
All right, so you're from Cleveland?
No, I'm from Santa Fe.
That got a big pop, man. That got a huge pop. You're from Santa Fe. What do you do, sir?
Well, let me get on stage here, grab this mic.
Sure, yeah. We'll throw a mic down to you. Todd, will you hand him a mic?
I'm a prop comic.
You're a prop comic?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, smartass, come up here and do your stuff.
Yeah, do your set.
Okay. What is this, a microphone, or am I a unicorn?
Okay, he's getting too many laughs. Get him off stage. Todd, get him off stage.
No, but what are we going to do?
More crowd work. Talk to someone from the audience.
Anyone here ever have a crush on me?
I used to.
Why'd you stop?
When all those tabloids started to tell your goings-ons.
Okay, pivot. This is really bad. This is really bad for us. Pivot.
You kissed a giraffe, and I can't look at you the same way.
We didn't just kiss. It wasn't just a kiss. It was love. Doesn't matter. Fuck.
All right, okay. You there. You, sir in the audience, that's an interesting scar. Where'd you get it? Why am I doing this?
I was in a bar fight.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do a fun little thing that will only happen here.
I was at a casino, and I was at the slot machine, and I got bar, cherry.
Okay,
and
he's
I thought,
killing.
That isn't right. I should have got a third bar. So I started punching the slot machine, see?
This is a huge pop.
And
the slot machine
started fighting back.
3, 4.
Fuck.
5, 6. You, fuck. Everyone with us.
7, 8, 9.
Happy New Year!
Great job, everybody. Thanks for coming out.
Same. Pretty good. All right. Pretty good job, Stalin.
Bash a weight.
Bash away?
A weight.
Bash a weight. Ton. Bash
a
weight.
Is it a weight, like a physical weight, or is it the word a weight?
Physical weight.
A weight. Physical bash weight. And
bash
a weight.
A weight. Dumbbell, go to hell. Bash a weight.
Damn, so you got it. It's slam, dumbbell, go to hell. I want to see a scene. You two are
pound,
both.
Pound.
Yep.
Yes.
Both dudes in the gym, and you're trying to impress each other by lifting heavier and heavier weights.
Oh, let's go.
Ooh.
Oh, let's go. Fucking get it.
Oof.
Ooh, 550. Just curled 550.
You just curled 550?
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice.
Ooh, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, do you mind spotting me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna bench. I'm gonna bench right now. So I'm gonna try to bench 750.
750.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
It's a little bit up. Okay.
You did it, and that was with me pushing down on the bar.
That's even worse. Hell yeah. I'm swole. Punt.
Okay. That was 750. That was 750. Let's see here. Ma'am. Can I talk to you for a second?
Me?
Yeah, how many friends do you have?
What the hell?
Get your friends, I'm gonna squat you all.
Okay, come on, boys! All my friends are a football team. The biggest one in the country.
Well, that's a new shirt.
Wait, the biggest football team in the country?
Yeah, they're my friends, the ones
the
that have
Seahawks?
The most people. Yeah, the Seahawks.
The Seahawks, it's been like 3 years now that the Seahawks get to play with 10 extra players, but nobody knows why.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I have a thing where I'm only friends with people who are on the Seahawks.
Oh, let's go. Here, get on my back. There you go. Get Pop and DK Metcalf. Get up there. And here we go. Oh, lifted them all. Squatted them. Oh, your turn.
Achilles, can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
When we come down here from our mountain and we frolic among the mortals...
Sure.
Is it fun for you anymore?
It's fun to see the reactions of humans, Mercury, sure. But it feels...
We're all throwing up because we're so scared. You're too strong.
It just...
Yeah, I feel like it always ends the same way, right? You know, we meet a woman in the gym. She's friends with a professional football team. We lift them up, and then they all throw up because they're too scared. It's like the fun's out of it, you know.
Maybe as old as time.
Maybe Zeus has it right.
Oh, my heel.
Okay, we're gonna quickly do the rest of these, and then we're gonna go on a break. All right.
Okay, Ross.
How I would
we
describe
were on
myself?
A break.
Averagely nasty.
Averagely nasty.
Mean.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't describe myself like that. I'm just. No. I was sort of a joke. Baseball player full of water.
Oh, Albert Pujols, water coolest.
Jose Canseco, full of. full of.
Canseco.
Full of PepsiCo.
I've given you two so much of my life.
Okay.
So much time.
Dasani.
Jeter leader.
I'm going to take it. I honestly, there's no choice but to take it. Fuck. I can't believe I have to take a cheater leader. Shit. Fuck. I'm so pissed that works. Shit.
What was
fuck
it? A professional ball player full of water?
No, it's a baseball player, right?
Baseball player.
Yeah, it's a cheater leader. It's
is
not.
It?
It's a pitcher, but goddamn it.
Pitcher. Cheater leader is way better.
A bird it stretching work for its the neck. Game.
Bird stretching.
Did you know
its
that did you know that Derek Jeter used to like sleep with a million women and send them home with autographed baseballs?
Is it too late for that? Or
that was his thing. Is he'd give them a signed baseball in the morning and tell them to get out.
Honestly, once, though,
once a year they'd all gather at a field and fight each other with those balls.
All right. When I sleep with people, what should I sign? Like while they're on their way out, like a gift bag, or should I do like one of those like gift baggies, like filled with erasers and confetti and like little candy?
That's pretty good. As like a little trick or treat.
As they were leaving my house, I'd be like, take a snapback, pick a hat.
Oh, a hat.
Take a snapback.
Pick a hat.
There's Maybe also, I'll sign a copy of Little Women.
There's also that's fantastic. There's also a few women who have said that they slept with Derek Jeter, and during sex, he watched highlights of himself and just screamed, "Yeah, Jeets."
No, that can't be real unless it is. Which is implying that it is.
Who knows?
Derek Jeter sounds like the type of guy who saw the movie American Psycho and was like, "That looks cool. I will try that."
Oh, you mean like every other guy in America? They see Psycho, American Psycho. They see the Joker. They see Wolf of Wall Street, and they're like, "Oh, baby, that's got to be me."
That's me.
Not me. I saw that movie and I thought one thing: I want to get railed by Christian Bale, and I don't care who knows.
A bird stretching its neck.
Crane.
Uh-huh. And thank you so much, Cat Whittle. You are a hero.
Thank you, Whittle Cat.
We are so proud of you. You've done such a great job, and thank you so much for submitting and for listening since episode one. We really appreciate you.
And we're not going to be moving forward, and we wish you luck with your further endeavors. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for coming in.
And Aaron, this is something where it's a fractured bone and also an intermission.
Sweet and low, sweet and low.
No, a fractured.
Break.
Thank you so much. Break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with. Oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion, and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
Welcome back from the Sweet and Low, Sweet and Low. I'm still Aaron Keefe. To my diagonal left is Adel Rafai, and to
Splendid
my left
Daddy.
Is JPC.
Activia!
Yeah, everyone let us know what sugar substitute you think we'd all be. What's the stuff in Diet Coke?
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
That's probably me. All right, let's do some more listener-submitted riddles. These are from Brooke Matherly. Matherly? Which I think, Adel, you might know.
Yes. Yeah.
She is from the Restricted Section podcast, if you want to check that out. And she sent us some excellent travel riddles. She says, ooh. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, Brooke. Hey,
Brooke. if you've been missing travel like I have, then hopefully these travel riddles will bring back some fond memories.
Triddles, please, triddles.
All right.
Adel, I'm sorry. You were talking to your butler, Triddles, right?
I'm sorry?
You were talking to your butler, Triddles?
Yes. Triddles, could you please clean up the water that Gemma spilled outside my door? Thank you so much,
yes,
Triddles.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
And Triddles, I have to ask, are you named after Tribbles?
Oh, because we
spell differently.
Similar sounding names. No, Triddles is actually a family name, sir.
And Triddles, where are you from? I always assumed UK, but
oh, no, sir. The Southwest.
Oh, Santa Fe, Cleveland, joking. Okay. Bye, Triddles.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
I don't know where that I never hired that guy. He just appeared to me in a dream and then I woke up and he was there.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I was going to say, rich much? God, Adel's so rich, you guys.
I like how he's I like how he's so tall and like very slender and black. He's like the a black outline of
like a shadow. Like a man.
Yeah.
You never see his face.
Yes.
Do you guys think it could be Shawn Mendes? Is that what we're all like circling that, right? Okay, all right. Whew, all right. Okay. What even were we doing?
I think you were going to do some riddles from Brooke.
Okay, these are from Brooke. Nobody wants me, but I don't know why.
Aaron, come on. We said afterwards we would talk to you and see what's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the riddle. Everybody wants me. Hello? Hello? I'm sweating through my tie-dye sweatshirt hoodie.
Hello, boy.
Are you all into that? Chase me, listeners. Chase me.
Everybody wants me. Lucky Charms.
Oh, man. Okay, nobody wants me, but I don't know why. Despite the fact that I bring neighbors closer together, people often pay extra just to avoid me. What am I?
Jail time.
Jail time.
Is it a toll?
No.
People.
Nobody wants me, but I don't know why. Despite the fact that I bring neighbors closer together, people often pay extra just to avoid me. What am I?
House fire.
Is it like...
These are travel riddles.
Travel. We'll see. So they all involve traveling, basically?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, is this like a seatmate on an airplane? Like a
yeah. Which one? Which seat?
Middle seat.
Yay.
Wow. That's a great
one. All right. I want to see a scene. It's the three of us. We are us. And we are holding up an entire line of people behind us trying to get on an airplane, deciding which of us is going to have what seat.
I'm just telling you that when I fall asleep, I fall asleep.
Sorry, Adel, my headphones are in. What were you saying?
I was saying when I fall asleep in like a Jesus pose. Like my arms are outstretched, so I don't think it's good for me to be in the middle because I'm gonna be interrupting both of your, you know, readings or watchings.
Yeah, with the Jesus pose, that's the only appropriate place for you to be because we don't want you to throw your hand through the window or hit
the aisle.
You know, a flight attendant.
Well, I brought a board. I don't know if I told you guys. I'm bringing aboard a comfort. What do you call that? A comfort animal? What are those called?
An emotional support animal.
Yeah, I'm bringing on one of those.
What is it?
What kind of animal is it?
You don't want to know.
You legally have to declare.
Okay, it's my son, and I didn't want to buy a ticket for him, so he's coming. Humans are animals, and so my son doesn't like to sit on my lap, so he's going to be in a little cage underneath my feet. And eventually, at some point I'm going to have to let him out so he can stretch his legs. And you're not going to want to have me in the middle You're going to want me on the aisle so that the little scamp can get away.
Okay, Adel, you got to argue for your point. Mm-hmm. I'm up next. Okay. I have a thing where I have a really terrifying dream enactment, night terrors, but
sorry,
only when
Aaron,
I'm in the middle seat.
Sorry, Aaron, your headphones were in.
Oh, can shit, my headphones were in. I was talking,
out,
though, right?
Again? Yeah, yeah.
Can okay,
yeah,
I'll start again. I have a thing where I'm in the middle seat of the airplane. I do dream enactment stuff. So it's possible that I'll punch you right in the eye if I'm in the middle seat. Also, also I just broke up with a middle seat. I'm going through a terrible breakup with a middle seat, so I'm like, it's really fresh for me.
Yeah,
like,
you don't
want to
sit on it.
About
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is all kind of a moot point anyway, because legally I have to take the window seat because legally, unfortunately, the air marshal on this flight has a restraining order against me because I tried to fight him to become the air marshal the last time I was
That's
flying.
That's not how that works. You know that now, right?
I know that now. I know that $400 later in a public apology, I know that now.
And also when you said legally, you held up a VHS copy of Ferngully, so I think you're... I think you're confused.
I'm watching this on the plane. I'm going to give it to the pilot in a second. He's going to put it up on the TVs. But I have to sit there because...
Like it's one of those old Greyhound buses that you put a VHS in at the front?
Why is it not? I don't know. I don't have...
Aaron,
the technology
you don't have to say old. You can just say Greyhound buses.
All right, let
I give the pilot Ferngully every time I fly, and it's always playing.
All right, while we talk about this, I'm just going to sit on the in the window seat. I'm just going to sit right here. And then, Adel, you just sit in the middle. And then you just sit on the end, just while we talk about it.
How is that a result?
Oop, no. the fasten seatbelt light is on.
No, that's the smoking light. Let's all take a quick smoke break.
Hold on a second. I have an ace in the hole. Hey, Gemma, sweetie, I didn't know you were working this flight. Aaron just said I had to sit in the middle. Can you please make us?
We're flying thank Spirit. You so much. Oh, never mind.
Hey, Gemma, happy birthday.
It don't fucking matter where I sit.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, this is the episode where she leaves me.
I'll cut that out if you want.
No, leave it in.
Okay.
Leave it in because Gemma and I need to have this difficult conversation.
we really are setting you up.
Which is JPC doesn't like Spirit.
Adel, I have no problem with Spirit. Actually, I love Spirit because I don't like paying for all the extras because they don't give them to you anyway. Adel, I have to ask you, have you and Gemma been watching The Flight Attendant on HBO Max?
We watched the whole darn thing and the whole time, and there was like five or six episodes where Gemma would turn to me and go, that's not how, and I was I don't want to hear it.
I've only seen the first episode, and I won't spoil it for anyone who is watching, but as I was watching it, Gemma is the only flight attendant that I know, and as I was watching it, I was the whole time I was like, I wonder if that's not the flight attendant.
But there's so many inaccuracies in terms of like nobody would ever kill somebody like that or do this or do that, but there'd be one like flight attendant protocol that they would do, and Gemma's like, nobody does that, and I'm like, I'm willing to suspend disbelief.
I had to stop watching because I got very, very mad at the directors of the show and the people editing it. I go, I don't think you're very, very good at setting up suspense or doing something truly scary if in order to be scary, you need to do jump scare flash callbacks to the most gruesome image from your show. I think that's lazy.
That's fair.
I keep saying, okay, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, that's a good comeback to anyone, though. That would devastate me. If I make a joke and then someone goes, okay, Big Bang Theory, and go, oh, man, I mean, that show is really popular for a reason. People must have
even before the show, it's kind of like saying, like, okay, Einstein.
Yeah, 100%. All right, next one.
Yes.
A woman grabs her plane ticket and clears security with 3 hours left before her flight departs.
Jesus.
She charges her phone and begins to check out a familiar neighborhood. When her flight leaves, she is not on board. What happened?
She was watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. She got so engrossed that she fell asleep and woke up dead.
Same answer as Adel, but I'm going to change engrossed with engorged.
Okay, well, you both have been reading my fanfic. Stay off of my computer, boys. If this is not a formal hint, but this is truly one of my favorite riddles that's ever been on this show.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and I'm going to fuck
day,
you man. So good.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my lover?
Could I be your fuck boy?
I'm going to take my shoes off, and then we can get started.
Were we close?
I'm Mr. Rogers.
Was she,
I'm Mr. Rogers.
Chase me.
She came. All right. So she came to her flight, cleared security 3 hours early, and then you said that she checked out a familiar neighborhood.
Uh huh.
Is it like what is it like a Chili's neighborhood bar and grill, and she got fucking so drunk at Chili's too that she missed her flight?
I wonder. You're sort of right on the money, but she was eating good in the neighborhood, which isn't Chili's.
Applebee's. Oh, is that Applebee's?
She got drunk at an Applebee's and she missed her flight.
Okay, first of all, fuck off if you're drinking at an Applebee's. Any self-respecting person will drink at a Chili's too over an Applebee's every time. I'd eat a Wolfgang fucking Puck salad before I went to sit down at a fucking Applebee's.
Here's where we part ways, because I love Applebee's. I love it.
Why do you love Applebee's?
I love Chili's. I love Chili's, but I will say, I was in Mississippi and like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I went to go see the movie Booksmart, and then afterwards I went to an Applebee's and got a little bit drunk. I am just going to say it was one of the better nights of my life. Applebee's is a pretty fun place to get drunk.
Okay, I'll see that. I mean, I can't drink physically. I'm incapable of doing it, or I break my streak. but I went to an last
also
time I went
you
to
can't
an,
pick up a cup.
It's too hard because it's so slippery because it's wet on the inside. Mm-hmm. My hands are backwards. So last time I went to an Applebee's, it was in Michigan. Waitress's name was Hunter. I asked Hunter. I'm a vegetarian. Is there anything on this? I looked at that menu for 10 fucking minutes. I was like, is there anything on this menu that I can eat? And Hunter, who is a pescatarian, says, do you eat fish? And I said, no. And she's like, well, then there's nothing on the menu that you can eat. And I was like, I can't even get like a salad without the chicken. And she's like, they're all pre-made salads that have the fucking like chicken in them. And there's...
That sucks.
Did you get any sides?
What's that?
Could you get any sides or dessert?
I bet I could have gotten French fries, but like, what am I, like, I'm going to eat that as a meal?
Yeah.
No. Hunter and I had a moment. We commiserated. Hunter was sad because basically, unless she's eating fish, she can never use her shift meal. And I said, Hunter, do yourself a favor. Get out of here. Run. And Hunter, if you're out there, if you're listening, I hope you did.
And then Hunter became the hunted.
The hunted.
And then Applebee's is still chasing her.
And then you read my screenplay!
Her brother Gatherer. Aaron, you should know, unless you already know this, Booksmart, one of the better movies of the last 10 years, was written by World News Tonight alum Sarah Haskins.
I lost my mind. I saw the movie before I knew a World News alum had written it. And then it exploded my heart in my chest. It's like one of the best written portrayals of female friendship I've ever seen.
It's
and
so
I was
good.
Like, that's so cool movie. That a world news person did this.
And Aaron, you would also love to know that the Mario Brothers movie, the lead in that movie was actor Bob Hoskins.
Haskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Hook. He played Smee.
You guys know anything that I care about? What do you know about me?
Well, you have a tie-dye sweater that you're sweating through.
Okay.
That's why they call it
good
that.
Guess.
JBC, now you go.
She loves Bob Hoskins.
Okay, fine. You're both lucky guesses. Okay. Sophie arrives in Paris and heads up her accommodation.
Must be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Heads to her accommodation. You guys, I am tired. I went to bed at 5 a.m. last night.
I'm
going to
head
up
my accommodations.
Aaron, would you say that you're like a bicycle?
I'm like a bicycle.
Tandem?
Well, I mean, just in that you're too tired.
Nobody move. Nobody breathe. Everyone be very, very still.
The predator just joined the Zoom. He can see us with his heat vision.
Nothing to
see.
Is
that the noise? Something like that? Is that a noise?
Sophie arrives in Paris and heads to her accommodation. When she gets up to her room, there's already a German, an Italian, and a Spaniard inside. She's not bothered and settles right in. Why isn't she bothered?
Because those are types of sausages she ordered for dinner at the hotel.
No.
Oh, and her dogs.
No, because those are the different translations of the Bible in her room.
Yep.
La Bible? El
no,
Bible.
They're really people.
They're really people. A German, a Spaniard, and a what?
A German, an Italian, and a Spaniard. Inside her accommodation.
I'm only going to ask this once, and I'm only going to ask this because this is a podcast and this is my job and I take it seriously. Is this a sex thing?
The podcast? No. The answer to the riddle? No.
Then I owe everybody an apology, a big apology for kind of what I've been, kind of under my reactions. Yeah. Okay, so these are three human beings. Three people.
Yes.
And she expected them.
She didn't expect them, maybe, specifically, but she probably expected.
Are they, like, on TV, or are they in the room with her physically?
In the room with her physically.
A German, a Spaniard, and an Italian.
It doesn't matter their nationalities.
Oh, these are the Pep Boys.
No.
I think they're all German. Okay, so their nationalities doesn't matter, but why? So there's three people in her hotel room.
And she's not bothered. Why? Well, there's three people in her accommodation, and she's not bothered. Why?
Butcher, baker, candlestick maker?
Are these, like, support staff? Are these, like, a busboy?
No, but I did correct you when you said hotel room.
Yeah, so it's not.
So it's accommodation. It's not a hotel room. It's a ski lodge.
Oh, is she in a hostel?
Yes.
Oh, so their nationalities do matter.
Well, kind of to imply that a lot of people from all over the world usually are in hostels together. Next question.
Actually, fun fact, every hotel room that I stay in has a hostel vibe.
I stayed at a hostel in Edinburgh, and I will never, since that day, I will never stay in a hostel again. It was like 13 whatever Scottish money is per night, and it was the worst fucking thing in the world.
Sure, yeah.
Hostels are garbage. I'm sorry. They're awful. Somebody went through my bag. It was the worst. It was the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
I think there's probably a lot of really great hostels.
No. Did you see the movies? Do you see the documentaries?
No, I don't. Why would I? They're not documentaries at all.
Sure they are.
I live by a Chicago hostel. Like, and I am actually not going to tell everyone right where I live.
I'm sorry, Adel, you're so against hostels, but isn't Spirit Airlines just the hostels of fucking airlines?
Why are you trying to get him into trouble? Stop.
I get free flights anywhere in the world. Please don't, fuck this up for me.
Of the episode, everybody. Last one. You don't get any more, okay? Are you happy you don't get any more?
No, I'm not happy.
Come on.
I want this on the record. I'm not happy.
Darla starts in Richmond, Virginia, and sets out alone to head to New York City. On her way there, she goes right through D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia. When Darla arrives in New York, she can honestly say she's never in her life seen any of these cities. How is that possible?
Darla's a liar.
She's a liar. Does it say what her mode of transportation is?
Doesn't matter.
So she went through the cities, but she honestly can say she's never seen these cities.
Did she sleep through it?
She was asleep. Which is why I can say I've never been on an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. Same logic.
Because you sleepwalk through all of these.
I'm dead asleep right now. Completely asleep.
I do like it. You could have said I've never seen an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, but you said been on. So it's like...
Never been on one.
Blacked out in a fugue state, and Hey Riddle Riddle is happening in the ether kind of around you.
And that's how impressive and funny I am, that this is just me in like a dream. Like, can you imagine if I were awake, how much more normal and funny and interesting I'd be? Right?
Okay, so I want to see a brief scene. So yes. here's the setup of the scene. Aaron, Adel, you're on an airplane. And have you guys seen the movie Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so Aaron's
talk about it constantly.
It's on Netflix. It's an absolute ball of trash, but the Bradley Cooper, Julia Roberts part of that movie Valentine's Day starts with Julia Roberts, I think, falling asleep on Bradley Cooper, and like that's their meet cute. I'm not going to spoil that movie for anyone who wants to waste 2.5 hours of their life. But this
is honestly a blast. It's so bad. Watch it.
This is your little meet cute on a flight. Except that Aaron, Adel, you keep like trying to like think of like creative ways to start this conversation. Aaron is going to be sleeping through it the entire time, so she's never waking up. But this is your meet. This is your meet cute.
That's so funny. To you too. We're so alike. Whoops. Oh, you got some drool on my shoulder. Shoulder drool. Shoulder drool almost sounds like, how are you? And I want to ask, how are you doing today?
I never want to fall in love.
yeah, I don't want to fall in love. I want to stand up in love. I want to stand up for you. Oh. And you are a beautiful. Oh, this emotional support pet in a cage, that's my son.
Oh, I'm having a nightmare. I'm having a nightmare that I had to talk to the guy next to me on the plane when I sat down. Okay.
You're Jennifer. So funny.
Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
In your subconscious, all you want to do is tell the guy next to you that he's a doofus. But don't do that. It's going to be rude. Make sure you don't tell him you think he's a doofus when you wake up.
Who's Jennifer? Are you on the phone?
Hey, can I get anyone something to drink?
Hi. What's your name tag here say? Hi, Gemma. Can I have, let's see here. Can I have a Red Bull with Fanta and a splash of Faygo? And for my friend here, she's going to have a Fruitopia.
Okay. Fruitopia, and I also got to say, I think we did a scene similar to this on the Patreon recently. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. It's the Florida episode.
A Fruitopia and a Red Bull Faygo Fanta. Okay.
And also get something for yourself, huh?
Thank you so much. And does anyone know how to fly a plane?
I know how to fly a plane.
Okay, she said, "I know how flat play." So I'm gonna keep looking. I'm gonna keep.
I've seen Con Air.
Haven't we all?
All right. Here's my chance. You. I don't know your name, but the moment I sat down next to you, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I'm so embarrassed that I fell asleep on you. Oof, my husband was going to make fun of me. He's always laughing at me for falling asleep on strangers on planes.
No, I'm
Are
not.
you from the future? Oh, I see.
Sorry, hold my on, husband's on the other side of you.
Hold on. I'm not always doing that.
Come on, you're always teasing me about it, right?
It happened one time and I brought it up at a dinner party.
Derek,
but like,
I'm not trying to fight.
I'm not trying to fight either. I just feel like
but then why are you fighting?
Because my character is being assassinated and it's like a dagger into my...
That you tease your wife in a cute way? That's a character assassination? Hold on,
when you tell us. Stranger please, that I did that?
Did you
please,
at least order me a
Fruitopia? The two of you, please. Is there anything you want to promote?
Well,
what's
my marriage
name,
is
sir?
In shambles. My marriage is in shambles, but I guess if I could promote anything, I would direct people to...
Yeah?
JPC's Twitch stream. It's twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. He streams most, daytimes. So if you're at an office job and you want to watch it at work, your boss probably won't know. Throw it up on that second monitor. Twitch.tv/sharkbarkman during the days, weekdays.
Okay. Okay, great. I don't know who that is, but that sounds great.
Me neither.
Ma'am, is there something you want to plug?
Fine. I'm furious and I think my marriage is over, but I guess if I have to plug something... I'll plug AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. I have some projects coming out soon that I'm excited about, but I mostly was excited that I found the love of my life on an airplane.
Sure.
Great. That's
anything to plug, Adel?
That's so kind of you to ask, and that you know my name. I want to plug Spirit Airlines. They're a wonderful airline. I think they're the fastest growing airline, and they're a good value. When you travel again, you're going to want to fly Spirit Airlines. I also want to plug my fiance, Gemma. That came out wrong.
You want to plug?
I can't.
Yeah, you do. High five, low five.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to marry her. I'm very excited to spend a life with her, and she's the best. And on March 28th, hey, everyone, let's all wish her a great second quarantine birthday because she's had two birthdays in quarantine now. All right. Love you, Gemma. Sorry.
Happy 11sies, Gemma.
And JPC, what planet is Gemma going to send Adel to after this episode?
I don't do this shit. I don't
You do it.
Know.
Come on, bud. Just
I
once.
Don't. I, okay. What
oh,
planet
why
is
are
it?
You starting a fight?
Wait. Hold on. JPC, you get one. Now it's your turn to do a planet. Okay. What's the funniest planet? Uranus.
Jupiter, bye.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron G.
Aaron, you ready?
Yeah, 1 second.
So no.
Yeah, I need. I'm not ready.
Hey, you tell us, Chief. Boom! Shakalaka, laka, laka.
Yes, I was the voiceover for NBA Jam.
He's on fire.
Boom! Shakalaka.
From downtown.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.